All right, it's time for setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, there's a scene in the classic movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off where Ferris and Sloan and Cameron want to have their day in downtown Chicago. So Ferris steals Cameron's dad's Ferrari. Sorry, borrows it. And they take it to a parking garage there in downtown Chicago.
Okay, listen, I want you to take extra special care of this vehicle, okay?
Hey, no problem.
Great.
Trust me. Sir.
Sir. Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Sir, yeah. So, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking an Audi for a joyride when you're the valet, you're doing okay.
Oh, I'm guessing they got caught, which is why we're talking about it.
By the owner!
Oh, gosh.
Like, literally, the owner dropped the car off to be valeted, hung around, and hadn't even gone upstairs yet when he saw the car take off. He actually got video of it returning.
I haven't seen it come back yet. It's been like, that's my car.
Do you hear this? Do you hear that?
Screeching tires?
Do you hear that?
Oh my gosh.
He just crashed my car.
He didn't actually crash the car, but the guy started like freaking out. I mean, obviously it's a black Audi. It's a nice, you know, high performing luxury car, et cetera, et cetera.
How long was he gone? Do we know?
Don't necessarily know how long, but the valet was 23-year-old Augusto and he made a bad decision.
Sure, he did. Yeah, like that was, listen, one of the first descriptions of your job is to just take it to the parking garage.
No!
Video released by the state attorney's office shows what police say was a valet attendant behind the wheel of a black Audi.
Yep. Yeah, oh, wow. That from Local 10 there in Florida. I'm telling you, this is straight out of the movie. You know, maybe Augusto saw the movie and thought, you know what? The next time I get a really cool luxury car,
I could live that life.
I could live that life. I could see what it's like driving around a high performance luxury car like that.
I mean, amazing, living my best life.
Yeah, well, Augusto was arrested and charged with grand theft.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But he was like, I was going to bring it back.
Well, he did bring it back.
He did.
To be fair, he brought it back.
Did he try to say that? Like, well, I brought it back.
No, he didn't really say anything. He just literally stopped the car, pulled it up, got out of the car, handed the guy his keys, and walked off.
OMG.
Yeah, so, I mean, Augusto may not work as a valet anymore.
Probably not. I'm guessing he's probably not going to get good references.
Yeah, maybe not.
The next time he tries to get the same job.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing a Ferris Bueller's Day Off and taking a luxury car out for a joyride when you're the valet.
Bless his heart, though.
You're doing okay.
I mean, caught red-handed by the owner.
By the owner, yep.
That's
there you
special.
Go. Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.